Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. An Emporia woman was hurt in a multi-vehicle crash in North Wichita during the noon hour Tuesday.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says the wreck happened at the junction of Interstate 135 and 29th Street southbound shortly after 12:30 p.m. yesterday. Troopers said the wreck developed when an SUV driven by 22-year-old Anel Romero of Wichita was merging onto the interstate and failed to yield the right of way, hitting a school bus. 65-year-old Elodia Castillo de Savdra of Emporia was a passenger in Figueroa's car. Castillo and Figueroa suffered minor or possible injuries and were taken to St. Francis Hospital in Wichita for treatment. I'm Lou Flores.
United Way of the Plains president and CEO made an announcement on Juneteenth to fulfill the organization's promise to help people from all racial and ethnic backgrounds succeed in South Central Kansas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.
Wheat growers of Kansas, it's time to push performance with Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4699 with Fusarium head blight tolerance and WB4792 with Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly has recently signed several new laws, with most taking effect on July 1st, that includes requiring law enforcement to issue purple alerts when disabled adults go missing and exceptions for people who've lost their driving privileges. House Bill 2531 establishes the Kansas Purple Alert Plan to provide public notice of missing people 18 years of age and older who have been diagnosed with an intellectual disability. And Senate Bill 500 provides restricted driving privileges for some individuals who failed to comply with a traffic citation and authorizes some people with revoked driving privileges to be eligible for restricted driving privileges. It also allows for some individuals to drive to and from dropping off or picking up children from school or childcare, to and from buying groceries or fuel, and to and from religious worship. Governor Kelly said of the bill that it puts a stop to the cycle of hardship that Kansans face when their driver's licenses are suspended and they're subsequently unable to pay off the debt that accumulates. Governor Kelly said this piece of legislation brings necessary reform to Kansas's court system so Kansans can obtain a restricted license, allowing them to get to their jobs as they work to pay off their traffic fines. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing Pfizer for misleading claims it made related to the COVID vaccine. Kobach announced the lawsuit at a press conference in Topeka, saying Pfizer made multiple misleading statements to deceive the public about its vaccine at a time when Americans needed the truth. According to the complaint that was filed on Monday in Thomas County District Court, Pfizer misled Kansans about the vaccine's risks, including to pregnant women and for myocarditis. Additionally, Pfizer claimed its vaccine protected against COVID variants, despite data showing otherwise. The pharmaceutical giant also suggested that its vaccine prevented COVID transmission. However, it later admitted that they had never studied whether its vaccine stopped transmission. The complaint also alleges that Pfizer coordinated with social media officials to censor speech critical of COVID-19 vaccines and declined to participate in the federal government's vaccine development program, Operation Warp Speed, to avoid government oversight. Governor Kelly announced that $4.1 million in Community Service Program, or CSP, tax credits have been awarded to support the fundraising efforts of 26 nonprofit organizations across Kansas. And these funds will enhance local access to quality child care, health care, education, arts, and housing services. Governor Kelly said these tax credits are vital to ensure Kansas's nonprofit organizations have the necessary resources to positively impact communities across Kansas. She said Community Service Program tax credits are a valuable tool that encourages investment and engagement in local nonprofits. Established in 1994, CSP provides substantial tax incentives to donors with a 70% tax credit available for contributions in rural communities of populations less than 15,000 and a 50% tax credit in larger communities. The credits are a direct deduction from the donor's state tax obligation. Each project addresses unique community needs, from modernizing infrastructure to enhancing cultural and recreational resources. And the awarded projects include initiatives such as replacing city pool facilities, expanding and renovating community libraries, historic preservation efforts, and expanding arts facilities and senior care services. Awardees were selected through a competitive score-based process, and out of 54 applications requesting over $9.8 million in tax credits, 26 projects were chosen. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Day 5 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is being brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Harvest is about halfway complete for Knott Farms near Gibson in Saline County after starting cutting on June 11th. While there wasn't much spring moisture, yields are better than expected, according to Justin Knopf, who said the cool nighttime temperatures in May helped offset the lack of rainfall. Yields are averaging 45 to 60 bushels per acre, but are wide-ranging from the 30s to 80s, depending on moisture and hail damage. He reported that they are seeing good grain quality, with test weights ranging from 59 to 62 pounds per bushel, but decreasing as harvest progresses. He said excellent varieties include KS Providence, SY Monument, and Rockstar. While the farm will see typical yield averages, this is far from an average year, with far more variability due to the lack of spring rains, hail damage, freeze impacts, and variety maturity. Knopf also noted that he was glad that he applied fungicide at Flagleaf because it was holding the striped rust at bay. To follow along with harvest updates, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest24 on social media and tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. The Phillips County, Kansas Sheriff's Office reported on social media that on June 17th at about 5:30 p.m., deputies were dispatched to Casey's for a reported theft. Upon investigation, the deputies were able to determine the suspect went to the register where two gift cards were scanned. The suspect put a card into the card terminal as the transaction occurred, though once the suspect began to leave the store, the cashier realized the transaction did not go through. The store employees attempted to speak with the suspect in the parking lot when the suspect left at a high rate of speed in a black Chevrolet four-door passenger vehicle with out-of-state tags. There's a photo of the suspect on the Phillips County, Kansas Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and they ask that if anyone recognizes the man or has any information that pertains to the incident, to please call 785-543-6885. The Kansas Department of Transportation planned to begin a chip seal project today, June 20th, on K-60 in Norton County. The work will take place on the entire 4 miles of K-60, starting at the U.S. 36 junction and extending north to the K-383 junction near Almena. The traffic will be directed through the work zone by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays not exceeding 15 minutes. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be completed in a week, conditions permitting, And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Coombs Trucking knows rural roads can be hazardous during harvest season and wants to remind motorists to watch out for harvest crews and trucks, combines, and other equipment entering and exiting roadways. From the staff at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, 60 years of excellence. You can visit CoombsInc.com.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. This wheat harvest report is brought to you by Renovo Seed. Renovo Seeds, renew, revive, repeat, practical proven solutions for forages, cover crops, and small grains. Now, as harvest continues well ahead of schedule, actually in the completion area of about 30%+, there continues to be mostly positive yields across the state. Despite recent hailstorms over the weekend causing damage to fields in western Kansas' Edward County, damaging the crop. Near Buckland, producers are seeing between 15 and 20 bushel yields at 57 to 59 test weights and 13.5 protein. West of Dodge City, producers continue seeing a wide variety of yields ranging from the high 20s to near triple digits for the irrigated fields. Now in central Kansas, despite being in drought conditions for most of the growing seasons for Rice and Reno County, they are seeing average to decent numbers for their yields between 45 and 50, high protein marks and good test weights at 59 to 62. In Gypsum, Kansas, they are seeing moisture at 11 to 12, test weights for the area ranging between 59 and 63, with the average being 60 to 62. Protein ranging from 11 to 13.5, with the average being 12. In south central Kansas, producers are also seeing varying yield results, but most are seeing numbers in the 40 to 50 range, with average protein levels and low dockage and moisture. With this early harvest, some producers are nearing the end of their harvest season and will turn their eyes to soybean preparation and planting. With this Kansas Wheat Harvest Update, I'm Slade Wiley. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Looking for reliable products and great service? Look no further than Renovo Seed. With trusted varieties from AgriPro and Westbred, Renovo Seed delivers consistent, reliable wheat you can count on. And our proven products are backed by Milborn's 35 years of seed experience. Visit us at RenovoSeed.com to check out the full wheat lineup and more. Renovo Seed, renew, revive, repeat.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has...
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Temperatures are going back on a warming trend as we kick off astronomical summer. The solstice happens officially at 3:50 p.m. Central Time this afternoon. It'll feel like summer across Kansas through the next few days, especially hot Saturday and Sunday with our highs well into the 90s. Upper-level high pressure is in place over the central plains, and that'll keep most of the big storm systems off to our north and south, with the jet stream splitting before getting to our area. A quick little system will cut across Kansas on Saturday night with a few showers, but any precipitation will be scattered, and there won't be much of it. On the map, a warm front crossed over Kansas earlier today. We're now on the south side of that. Warm air is over the state. Clouds will be decreasing through the afternoon hours with little or no chance of rain today. The atmosphere is very stable. Upper 80s for most of the state through the afternoon. We might get to 90 in the northeast and south central counties. Not much of a change overnight with high pressure still in place. That frontal boundary will be over the northern plains along with all the precipitation. We're expecting dry weather here. Looking at Friday, a lot of sunshine will warm up a few degrees with most locations getting to about the 90 degree mark. Not much movement on that high pressure system, and it looks like it'll stay in place through the weekend with temperatures warming up. Except for that slight chance of shower Saturday night, the weather pattern stays dry. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 80s with mid to upper 60s overnight, upper 80s north central, and around 70 for the overnight lows. Upper 80s to about 90 in the northeast counties, upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 80s southwest, we're in the mid 60s for tonight. Upper 80s and low 90s south central, tonight's lows upper 60s to low 70s. Upper 80s and low 90s in the southeastern counties, tonight we're in the low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.